and now Evangelist David Shannon.
In John, the 21st chapter, we began this morning studying what is the close of the book of John. But yet it touches on an interesting theme in that it touches with something that is very personal. The story begins with many of the disciples sitting on the shore there, and it seems as if they didn't know what to do. So Peter says, "I'm going fishing." So very quickly the others immediately say, "Well, we're going with you," and they enter into the boat and they're out fishing. They fish all night long and they do not catch anything, and finally a man from the shore says, "Hey, cast your nets on the right side of the boat." And so they cast their nets on the other side of the boat and they began to pull in more fish than what they could literally pull into the ship. Immediately John turns and he says, "Simon Peter, that's our Lord." Peter turns and he girds himself with his outer garment and he jumps out of the ship into the water and he swims ashore. Jesus tells him, "Wait a minute, go back and bring some fish with you." So he helps the others pull their fish onto the shore and he goes and they have breakfast. They eat fish and bread for breakfast. And it's after this that Jesus and Peter have what seems to be just a conversation between themselves, a very personal conversation. But yet, you and I can learn so much from this conversation. You see, if you'll read with me in verses 15 through 17. "So when they had dined, Jesus said, 'Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?' He saith unto them, 'Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.' He saith unto him, 'Feed my lambs.' He saith unto him again, the second time, 'Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?' He saith unto him, 'Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee.' He saith unto him, 'Feed my sheep.' He saith unto him the third time, 'Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?' And Peter is grieved because he said unto him the third time, 'Lovest thou me?' And he said unto him, 'Lord, thou knowest all things, that thou knowest that I love thee.' Jesus saith unto him, 'Feed my sheep.'" Peter had already been a follower of Jesus Christ. But yet, you remember on that cold, dark night when it seems as if his Savior had been taken away from him, it's then that he denied three times. So with that in mind, we think of Jesus asking, "Peter, do you love me?" But he doesn't say just the words, "Do you love me?" But he says, "Do you love me more than these?" Was he speaking of the fish and of the boats, the ships, the nets? You know, I'm told that the life on the water, that the fisherman's life is one that we might say gets in your blood. And that once you become a fisherman, that you always want to remain in that occupation of being the fisherman. Up on Long Island, many of the houses that were built years ago that were out on the shores would have a hatch built up high. And there would be windows around that. And that was known as the widow's watch. And that was for all of the wives whenever their husbands would go out whaling. And it was such a dangerous occupation that so many were killed that they would build these watches, and the widows or the wives would go up and they would watch for their husbands in fear that they were now a widow. Well, why would men continue to go out in that kind of occupation? It's because it's something they enjoyed. It's something that once they did it, it got into their blood. Is that what Jesus is saying here? Peter, do you love me enough that you can leave this occupation alone? Peter, I called you one time, and where I called you was from the fishing boats, and you left it. Now I leave you for just a short time, and I come back to you, and where are you? You're back in the fishing boat. So is that what he is saying to Peter? Can you leave it? Maybe it is. Maybe he was also saying, do you love me more than these? Speaking of the disciples. Maybe he's saying, do you love me more than the others? You know, the others at least didn't deny me during my crucifixion. John stood beside me as close as he could. John was even there as I was hanging from the cross. Peter, do you love me more than these? He answers the first time, yea, Lord, you know I love you. Now the second time, the Lord asked the same question, at least the first part, do you love me? His reply there is the same reply. But don't you know that Peter must have been thinking more in depth at this time? Don't you know Peter now must be thinking, why is he questioning me twice with the same thought? Don't you know that he must have really been thinking back to the mistakes that he had made? Yet Peter comes through strong the second time. Yea, Lord, you know that I love you. But then it's that third time that Jesus questions that the Bible says, and it grieved Peter. You see, it's that third time perhaps that it reminded him that he truly had denied three times, and now Jesus is seeing if he will confess him three times. You know, the Peter that we study about in the Scriptures, his character, would perhaps allow him at this time to lose his cool. To say, Lord, I've done answered you twice. Do you believe me or not? I'm not going to answer again. I could imagine Peter saying that. But it seems as if Peter has learned through his mistakes. And so he very humbly says, Lord, Thou knowest all things. You see, he's saying to him, Thou knowest all things. Lord, you know I denied you. But now you know my penitent heart. You know I love you. So truly a very beautiful statement is given in these few verses here. A statement that we must look upon and see that Jesus is truly calling Peter back. That's something beautiful for all of us here this evening. There's not a one of us that we're going to live perfectly. We're going to make mistakes. And it's going to come a time where when we read the Scriptures and we see that the Lord is calling everyone to Him for the first time or back for the second, third, and fourth time, we're going to have to answer. Either, yes, Lord, I love you. Or we're going to have to answer, no, Lord, I don't love you that much right now. After the mistakes Peter made, he was willing to answer, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. But the interesting fact is that Jesus did not stop here. It's as if He wanted to make sure Peter was off to a good start. Read with me in verses 18 and 19. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whether thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldst not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. You see, he wanted to make this one final teaching before he said, follow me. He's already cleared up one thing. He's already said to Peter in a roundabout way, now Peter, you know you've let me down before, but the real question is, do you love me now? Peter says three times, yes, Lord. And now he wants to make sure this final teaching is very clear. And after he clarifies it, he says, follow me. The same words he said in the very beginning in Peter's life of following him. Well, what is this teaching? Is the only thing he's trying to say to Peter is, look, do you realize you're going to be a martyr? Do you realize you're going to die for the cause of Christ? I don't think that's the only thing he's trying to say here. Because if that was the only teaching he was putting in this verse 18, he would not have begun with, when you were young. You see, I can imagine Peter as being one when he was young, girding himself however he wanted to, going about wherever he wanted to go, stretching his hands when and wherever he wanted to. You know, when you look at his fishing partners, Andrew, James, and John, when we look in the book of John, those same partners are the one that whenever Peter speaks, they say, okay, let's do it. Peter is their natural leader. I can just imagine Peter running a fishing fleet and he was the boss of that fishing fleet. He told exactly where they would fish and how they would fish and how long they would fish and when they would go back to the house. I can imagine Peter being one that run his ship. And now, in a sense, Jesus is saying, when you were young, you run your life. But now, Peter, you have to be ready to stretch forth your hands in submission. You see, I don't think at all it would be proper to draw from this verse the fact that Jesus was saying, Peter, you're going to die the death of crucifixion. You see, if he were saying that he would die the death of crucifixion, it would be in a different order. Here in this verse, notice the order about when you grow old. It says, speaking to Peter, "You'll stretch forth thy hand, another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldst not." Ones that were crucified were girded before they went to that place. Then they were carried to the grounds. Then they stretched forth their hands on the cross.
I think simply here Jesus is trying to say that you're going to stretch forth your hands in total submission, even unto death. Now history does tell us that Peter did die the death of crucifixion. As a matter of fact, one historical writer living in that day writes, now it's not an inspired writer, but a historical writer says that Peter, upon dying the death of crucifixion before being nailed to the cross, requested that he be nailed to the cross upside down. He said that it would be too decent to die the death of his Savior, that he wanted to die a death that would be less respectful. And so it's recorded that he did die the death of crucifixion upside down. I don't think that's what Jesus was prophesying here. I think the teaching is much deeper. And the teaching is one that we can relate to today. Is that our nature that we're born with, even at youth, is a nature of, I want to do what I want to do. And Peter was very strong character. And so I think what Jesus was trying to say is, Peter, you're going to have to do as I want you to do. You're going to have to stretch out your hands in total submission. You're going to have to go where I want you to go. And you're going to have to be girded with the truth that I want you to be girded with. And it's when Peter understands that teaching, Jesus says, follow me. And let's notice for a moment. We see now already in the study thus far, Peter has understood that to love God and to love Jesus means more than all of these, whatever he was speaking of. Whether it be the fishing occupation or the other disciples, or even perhaps putting his past behind him. He's saying, do you love me more than all those? Peter says, yes. Then he says, you have to love me unto death. Be totally submitted to my will, even unto death. And apparently Peter agreed with that, because he says, follow me. Now here's where the beautiful story of Peter can be so well applied to our life. Doesn't it seem like now Peter has his ducks in a row? Doesn't it seem like he's ready to go out and to convert millions? Doesn't it seem like that everything is perfect with Peter? Peter can't even get out of the sight of breakfast before it seems that he's already made a mistake. Look what happens in the next few verses. This, in verse 20, then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved, which is John. Look at verse 21. Peter, seeing him, saith, Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Can you imagine? Here he just went through all of the beautiful teachings. He's getting his life back in order. And before he can walk out, he turns around and he says, Jesus, what about old brother John there? What are you going to do with him? And listen to what Jesus says. Jesus saith unto him in verse 22, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And again he has to say, follow thou me. Peter, what does it matter if I tell him to stand in that exact spot and just wait on me till I come back the second time? What does it matter to you? Follow me. Brethren, to give up your life and to give it up self and to say I'm going to give up self even to death is not to say I'm going to give up self and live someone else's life. And that's what we have done many times in the church. So many times we have heard excellent sermons that would help our lives. And you know what we do? We sit in the pew and the entire 30 minutes we apply it to our neighbor. So many times we read beautiful passages of Scripture that could change our life. And in the entire time we read them, we apply them to our friend. So many times there's truth that could make us a better follower of Christ, and we never see them for ourselves. And that's what Jesus is saying here. Peter, what does it matter? What does it matter if John doesn't follow at all? What does it matter if he follows and he falls? What does it matter if he's a faithful follower? Peter, follow me, is what Jesus is saying. Tonight, there's some powerful lessons that we can learn in this 21st chapter of John. But let us learn, first of all, it doesn't matter to what you point to in your life, that can be the these in point number one. Whatever is most dear to you, that is the these that Jesus was speaking of when He says, do you love me more than these? Do you? Are you willing to give up anything to follow Jesus Christ? That's what He told Peter he was going to have to do. Then we look at verses 18 and 19. We see that we must be willing to totally submit our life unto death. Then we look at the latter verses and we see that we must be willing to do it no matter what anyone else does. Peter, are you going to follow me? Do you love me? Peter, are you going to follow me even unto death? Peter, are you going to follow me even if John doesn't? This evening, are you going to follow Jesus? Do you love Him enough to? Do you love Him enough to follow Him to death? Do you love Him enough that you're going to follow Him no matter what the other members of your family do, or the other friends that you have, or no matter who's around you? The fact is, Jesus says to Peter, we're responsible for self. This evening, how is your life? Are you following Jesus? If not, Jesus is asking you this evening, do you love Him? Answering during this invitation song.